It's interesting. So the kids won't be hidden today, will it? Well, anybody out there? Today will be the surprise after all. Let's see who's nosy in COT. Let's see. Let's find out. Let's discover. I know some of you guys are waiting for the eclipse. I know you are. But there's a, just a piece, small smidget of something you might want to know. So I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let the secret out. It happens during an eclipse. And in fact, people have noticed quite a few things, but unfortunately, due to the hype of the eclipse, they miss some of the more revealing things. I'm going to tell you guys in just a moment what that revealing thing is. It is one of the only times, do that. Oh yeah, I did that right. So, let's see. I'm going to see who's on, who's doing what. Let's see who's doing what. Might scare some folks. Oh, don't mean to scare anybody. I'm everywhere now, guys. Well, no, not everywhere. Just on Mixler. I did get Mixler going in the Channel Zero, COT player, and a couple of channels. Sorry. Live right there. I'm going to let you guys know something about the eclipse in just a few minutes. Something that you guys were in a path of totality, right? Well, it may work in the 90% tile range. It may be effective there also. We'll see. Today's a good day to observe gravity. Don't worry, I'm going to tell you in a minute. So just hang around for a few minutes, if you would. Not going to play any music or anything. I'm going to turn the player off right after this. Just want to. And if you have animals, right? If you guys live in that path of totality and you have animals. Normally, during a total solar eclipse, animals start changing, right? Horses may start swaying their heads from side to side. Because they try to, it disrupts their day. They may go into evening activities. Dogs may act a bit frantic, nervous, right? Birds may go into evening song. That normally happens. Of course, when it's over, they go back to normal. They do. They go back to normal. Also, the atmosphere, right? We're going to be in the shadow of the moon. Right, so the atmosphere will start to instantly cool off. The wind may just totally stop blowing. That happens a lot. I mean, it happens a lot. And then you have bands that you can see on the ground, right? Right when the sun is being covered up, bands can show up on the ground. Now, this is in the path of totality. And some of you guys in the 90%, 80%, your animals are going to do the same thing because you'll have almost like a twilight effect. You could say, right? The sort works that way too. Now, those of you in the path of totality, you're going to have there's an observation you can make for about a minute or two that is quite revealing other than some of the gases that billow out from the sun that can sometimes cause a pink ring, pink or reddish, purplish ring to form around the sun. There's something that you guys will be able to see. Right now, you know, every day you cannot see what's behind the sun, right? You can't see it. During a total solar eclipse, due to the gravity of the sun, you can then see what's behind the sun, right? It's going to be totally visible. So listen, anything behind the sun at totality is not going to be hidden. The light will actually bend around the sun. Those of you who believe in a flat earth, you're still going to see it. It's just not going to make sense to you. But the light will bend around the sun, right? The sun will act as a lens due to the sheer forces of the pull, right? Gravitational forces are quite strong, and you'll be able to see directly behind the sun. They discovered this a long time ago. It was way back in the day when certain stars and constellations appeared that were behind the sun. You can't see them unless you're in one of those total solar eclipses, right? In that path of totality. And the path of totality simply means you're in a spot on the earth where the moon will cast its shadow directly overhead, right? So you'll kind of see these little interesting reflections on the ground, right? Anyway, you also don't need glasses, really. If you guys took a piece of metal foil, a tiny piece of foil, and let the sun shine through the foil and let it shine on a through the foil, right, on a white surface or something like that, you can see. You can actually see the eclipse. You can see that. So that happens. But keep in mind, listen, the atmosphere can instantly cool. We already have some pretty high, I'll say fluctuating degrees of weather above your head, especially on this day. This solar eclipse is already messing with the atmosphere, already. It's causing cooling and heating shears to form in the upper atmospheres. So it will mess with the weather, right? Again, when you're in that path of totality, it can cause the wind to stop, animals act a little cuckoo, right? And for the most part, that's it. Then it'll be over. One of the more interesting things is you will be able to see what's behind the sun. That's what I wanted you guys to know. Those of you in the path of totality, when the moon totally eclipses the sun, you will be able to see the stars behind the sun. Whatever's behind the sun is going to appear to the on the outer bands of the sun, right? That's what you'll see. Now, you normally can't see anything behind the sun, right? You just can't see it. But you will be able to see what's behind the sun. Now, you're not going to be able to see what's behind the sun for another 100 plus days. So keep that in mind, right? So if you want to know what's behind the sun right now today and you're in that path of totality, when you're at 100% coverage, when the moon's shadow is over your location, right, and it's safe to look at the sun, that's at the total eclipse point, you'll be able to see what's behind the sun. It's the only time you'll be able to see it. I know that they have lots of people are going to be snapping photos of what's behind the sun. Scientists are looking into what's behind the sun. They have special folks who are out there right now setting up everything, making sure they can see what's behind the sun. It is so important, evidently. Some of the folks in these, I'm going to call them scientific teams, who found out that they're going to have cloud coverage in certain places like Dallas and things like that, they went to another location, right? And they have spread out all throughout that path of totality to make sure that they can observe what's behind the sun. Now, if it's visible to them, it's going to be visible to you too. So those of you in that path of totality who happen to watch four celestial events and you know what you're doing, get a couple of shots for everybody else so you can share with them what's behind the sun. Right? It is normally not observed. They never talk about it. Right. And I'm telling you right now that you're not going to be able to see what's behind the sun for a long time. And if something was in a tracking orbit with the earth, you'll never see what's behind the sun. This will reveal it. So don't be shocked when people have reports of moving things. Right. Lots of those are going to be seen. Those things will be seen likewise. They're all over the place. But behind the sun, you will be able to observe behind the sun. This is the one day they cannot hide it. The one day nothing can be hid. If you know what you're doing. I say that because some people are going to hurt themselves. They will look at the sun too early or too late. And they're going to hurt their eyes. That every single time we have a solar eclipse, I believe 2017 it happened. 2023 it happened. Over the United States, people hurt themselves Quite a few people went permanently blind. Permanently. So please don't be one of those people. And that happens when you look at the sun too early or too late. Right? So you have to know what you're doing. You have to have special gear. I will not be looking at the sun at all. To me, it's another day. It really is. But for those of you who observe, again, celestial events, this is the one time that the gravity around the sun will be at a pretty good degree, right? You'll be able to see directly behind the sun. Behind it, right? So remember that. Now, if you have the right glasses, right, it's not going to bother your eyes. Those are some pretty hefty filtered glasses. You can also, I used to take a floppy disk, and I'm going to take a floppy disk and take the disk out of that floppy disk and cut three pieces out of there, right, stacked on top of each other. And you can also look at the sun that way. You have to have three layers, though. That would be minimal to actually see the sun. Of course, people don't have floppy disks anymore. That was one of the makeshift type deals. But again, the reason I'm talking, guys, for these two reasons. Number one, the atmosphere could change instantly, okay, because of rapid cooling. The atmosphere being in the shadow of the sun, that's rapid cooling. The second thing is you'll be able to observe, right, at the moment when the moon is totally eclipses the sun, the shadow of the moon is over your area. If you're in those areas of totality, you will be able to see what is behind the sun. I can't emphasize that enough. You'll be able to see what's behind the sun. Okay? You have to be in the path of totality. You have to. If you're outside of the path of totality, you're not going to be able to see fully what's behind the sun. It'll have curvature, but that curvature is going to be obscured by a lot of light. If you're in the one of those direct areas of totality, you will be able to see what's behind the sun. Now, this is normally, you can't observe that. You cannot observe what's behind the sun. You can't. But this time you will be able to. Even those objects that are tracking opposite the Earth, okay, you will be able to see it. So if you are in that path of totality, if you're one of those who has the gear to actually get some snapshots right at that 100% eclipse point, then share it with everybody else, right? Because it's going to be highly observed. It is the moment when nothing can be hid. Let's put it that way. Nothing can be hid. Right? Somebody says, well, it changed everywhere, just the path of the atmosphere. Well, wherever the shadow is, right? Wherever the shadow casts on the Earth. I was going to do a graphic so everybody could understand what's happening during this eclipse. It's, a lot of people say, well, it's just a shadow of the moon. Well, the sun the moon passes right in front of the sun all the time. How come we don't have eclipses then? And it has to do with the deal with the angle of the Earth and the moon, right? And so I may do a graphic anyway to show you guys so you understand that in a very easy way. Very easy way, because everybody understands shadows. And so I could show you how that works very simply. It's very simple. But anyway, I don't want to tie up your time, guys. If you're in that path of totality, right? Just check and see with NASA's a good resource. You know, the people you don't like, they're a good resource to tell you what time you're going to be at 100%. They're making minute, fine adjustments to their calculations. So they're going to give you some accurate data. Find out exactly when it's going to be there, and you will be able to see what's behind the sun for the first time. For the first time, it cannot be hidden in the path of totality. It cannot be hidden. Okay, so remember that. Also, take caution, folks. If you don't have the right gear, do not, please don't look at the sun. Don't do that. Every single time we have one of these eclipses. And remember, we had an eclipse in the United States in 2023 and 2017. People were permanently blinded. Please don't do that. Okay, if you're unsure, don't look. That's my advice. If you're unsure, do not look. If you know what you're doing, then use the proper gear. Do not directly observe the sun. For those of you who are not in that path of totality and you're not around, you know, some of the experts who will say, okay, it's safe to look, right? If you're not around those folks, please don't take a chance. I have an understanding, those of you with pets, your pets can go a bit kooky. They can. They can go a bit kooky. And the winds can stop blowing. So don't scare yourself thinking that the world's coming to an end or something like that. Right? We'll have lots to discuss in the days ahead after this eclipse, right? Those two, by the way, from 2023 and 2017, that's two X's over the United States. One of them is very significant. The other one is twice as significant, right? It's quite an amazing thing. I did not want to cover that prior to this moment, right? Because it would have been lost in the noise, but we will cover that. I think it's one of those things that the Father sets up at the beginning of time. And then, of course, man ultimately fulfills his and her destiny. Right? They built cities in these places. They built, they did certain things in these places. And there's no way it's coincidence. It is beyond all statistical odds, right? It's an amazing thing. People end up right where they're supposed to be, according to the prophecies of the Most High. It's an amazing thing. Again, though, staying on point, two things. The atmosphere can rapidly change, right? If you're in that path of totality, even outside, down to about 72%, I believe it is, the atmosphere can absolutely 100% totally change. It can really be abrupt. Animals will act kooky. They will. Sometimes it bothers animals. Horses seem to have want to seek shelter and things like that. So comfort your animals, right? You guys that have animals, make sure you comfort your animals. Other than that, it's not going to do anything else. Yeah, I hate to disappoint people. I know that people have come up with all sorts of things. After today, we'll have more discussions on this. I simply can't have discussions when people are forecasting a bunch of weird things to happen. You know, don't forget when somebody convinces you that something is going to happen like that, right? Just take a mental note of it, because the more you do that, the more you're not going to be fooled by somebody else's nervousness or anything else. I may get nervous one day, say something totally out of line. And if you are sober, you will not be fooled by my nervousness. Does that make sense? Because at the end of the matter, everybody's about to go through some pretty serious things outside of this eclipse. But people are going to go through some pretty serious things. This is not the moment to drop your guard down. This requires absolute sobriety. But take a mental note of who says what, right? So that you can be in a good place. So that you can start to filter out some of the noise of the world. Let's go ahead and face it. We're all human. We all have, some sort of idea, speculation, intuition, whatever you want to call it, about things that will take place. Sometimes people get too excited. Sometimes we believe what we've heard somebody else say, right? So when it all passes, just take a mental note, right? Never let anybody work you up into some hyperactivities or anything like that. Don't let people do that to you. But one day is coming. Just about everybody is going to be correct in their doom forecast. Take note of that, right? The darkness is on its way. We're not talking about the eclipse, but the darkness is on its way. And just because, this eclipse is going to throw people off that path a little bit, don't let it be you. Don't let it desensitize you to the prophecies to come, to the things to come, to the changes to come. Right? Be sober, be alert, be astute, and take a mental note of, some of the excitement. A lot of this excitement is unwarranted. I'm just being bold in saying that. A lot of people, they don't know. I kind of trust what the Lord gives me. And so when, that's just where I am with that. Right? But never let anybody else work you up into this anxiety that the world seems to get. Christians get a lot during moments like these, right? Don't do that, because your Father will never communicate a lie. The Holy Spirit is always right, never makes a mistake. But we ourselves, we feel a lot, right? We do. Human beings, we feel a lot. We're prone to say anything during a time of nervousness. So just take a mental note, right? Take a mental note so that you can be sober and so that you can start tracking the real things, right? Falling for somebody else's emotional stimulation by these things like this. This, no doubt, the Lord set up these times and seasons. He did. But if you're not careful, you're going to listen to the wrong people, right? And they're going to get you off the path of what the Lord has actually signified with the event in the first place. You'll start believing what, you know, mankind is saying, and you'll never know what your father had the sign for in the first place. But believe me, every single celestial event, every single one, every single eclipse is noteworthy. It is. Every single last one of them. It's just that mankind likes to throw their imagination into it, right? And that's what you have to learn to stay away from, especially when you want the truth about something. You cannot dive into imagination and speculation. You can't do that. And you can receive the truth of the Lord, but that can be drowned out if you listen to too many other people's opinions. Some people right now, I guarantee you, some people right now are nervous because of what somebody else said. That's why I did not speak about the eclipse at all. Did you notice? I didn't cover the subject. I didn't speak about it at all. But keep that in mind. Everybody keep that in mind. Now, listen, again, just to tell you guys this, right? If you're in that path of totality, the atmosphere can change instantly. And your animals can act weird. They will act weird, right? Please don't look at the sunlight before or after the event, right? If you don't know what you're doing, don't look at all. You're not going to miss anything. For those of you who observe these celestial happenings and you know what you're doing, it is the number one chance to see what's behind the sun. Light will be bent around the sun, a gravity well, if you will, around the sun. Light will be bent around it. So anything behind the sun, you'll be able to see it at totality. You have to be in that place of totality. Anybody else is not going to be able to see what's behind the sun. They're just not going to be able to see it. So in for about 2 minutes or a minute and a half of your time during this eclipse, if you know what you're doing, you will finally get to see what's behind the sun. If, in fact, anything is back there, it's going to be visible, right? So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Other than that, we'll discuss some of the implications following the eclipse, after the eclipse is over, right? After the, you know, all this, these forecasted things don't happen. I know people threw themselves a safety net. A lot of people are changing it now. They're saying, well, you know, 40 days after the eclipse. That's what they're saying. That's a safety net. Folks, just be careful not to do that, because if it's one thing that gets me is this. When you're living in this world, the one thing you don't want to have is useless information, especially when it's a life or death situation. Things are incredibly serious. Things will be life and death. And we certainly don't need imaginative things all over the place, right? So we have to stay as sober as possible. Just take note that people are going to get nervous. They're going to come up with all sorts of things to interpret whatever they interpret, right? Just take note of that. Take note of where it came from. Learn to be sober. Learn to walk in a type of peace, even in the middle of mankind's storms. Please learn to do that, so that when the moment really counts, you will absolutely be ready, right? Please don't be desensitized to prophecy. If you're one of those who believed in somebody else and whatever they said does not come to pass, don't be discouraged by that, right? Some people are just trying to give you the best they can give you. It just so happens sometimes their ideas don't match up with, you know, what's going to happen. We all do that from time to time. But make sure you stay sober, right? Make sure that your mind is on receiving from the Lord in those things that never fail. Because the Holy Spirit is never wrong. The Holy Spirit speaks nothing in error. There is no mistake. And you can bet your soul upon whatever is communicated by way of the Holy Spirit. It is perfect in what it states, what it communicates. We are the ones who mess everything up. That includes me too. Don't you hinge, please don't hinge your future on these, some of the wild sayings of people who speak by emotion. Anybody can speak by emotion when they get nervous, right? We all know that. We start believing things as far as possibility is concerned when we're unsure about situations. We all know this. So take note of it this time. Start to filter through all those things, right? We're not here to call people out, because people emotionally, sometimes they believe exactly what they're saying, right? And, but you be the sober one. You be that voice of reason in your circle. You be the calm one that will hear from the Lord, right? And that can be steady in whatever you state, so that you're not moved by these things, but you truly understand that the Lord has orchestrated these things. And, or, and just in case it pops up, no, I do not believe mankind has anything to do with this eclipse. I heard something today. Somebody said, well, I think that it's an illusion or something. Mankind, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that. I just don't believe it. Right? I don't believe that. There's a reason I don't believe certain things. And it's better I show you than to tell you my reasons why I don't believe in certain things. See, seeing is believing. I'm telling you that now. Seeing is believing. If you had eyes to see all the time specific things, well, then you too would not be in such high belief of half of what's being said all over the internet and other places. So some people have that, they have that luxury to be able to see in real time a broad spectrum of things, right? A lot of people do not, but some people do, right? And I certainly do not want people falling for tricks. That really gets to me, right? Just not to go into another story, but I've seen too many people die in combat from other people's nervousness, from cuckoo imaginative stories that turn out to be not true, bad intelligence that only got people killed. And I was the one that had to write the letters home. So no, I don't like it when people are fooled. Really don't like that. And it's not good to respond emotionally, start telling people everything, because you speculate something may happen, right? When you have an audience and people are listening to you, your words matter. Things matter. We all have to be mindful of that, right? We're not here to call people out because they do it. Just take a mental note so that you're the sober one, so that you're the voice of reason. Dark days are coming, and I'm not talking about this eclipse, but dark days are coming. And we have a charge. We were born to be ready for this time that's coming. All of us know that. We were born with a belief in the end times. Now, how did that happen? And all of you bear witness to that. You already knew about the end times when nobody else around you believed it. You already knew. You were born to be a vessel in the end times. Don't let anybody knock you off that path prematurely. We all know what's coming. We all know that people are going to be caught unawares. We all know that people are not going to be prepared. We have to make sure that we are prepared, and prepared in truth, especially for those who won't prepare at all, right? We are pillars in the faith concerning prophecy, concerning these end times. Let's go ahead and come to terms with that. All of you are familiar with prophecy. All of you knew something was wrong with the world, and you knew that somehow during your lifetime, things would begin to fall apart, and you're witnessing that now. You know what that means? You're the ones. You're the ones who are appointed to stand firm when everybody else folds up. You're the ones that people are going to need. You've been preserved this entire time. You've not been left behind. You've been preserved. A lot of people who have been in operation, they won't be operating long, right? They won't. They're getting tired. They're getting burned out. And their narrative is not coming to pass. And so they're giving up and turning their back on a lot of things. You're not those people. You're not. You're meant for it. That means you're able to handle it, or you would not be alive in this time. Keep that in mind. Now, as for today, just take note, things can happen in the atmosphere because of instant cooling. And sometimes it causes a banding effect in the ground. It does right before totality, right? You may look down at your sidewalk and see shimmers, bands in the sidewalk. I took a picture one time of that. They are bands that can be seen sometimes before, right before, and right after totality. You can see them on sidewalks, on the side of houses, wherever shadows are. It's like wavy bands. They look very strange and odd. It's very difficult to reproduce, right, as far as artwork or something like that's concerned. So it's one of those phenomena. And they're still unsure. Nobody knows how those bands come to be. They don't know yet. They can, even the best of scientists can only speculate. They don't know that phenomenon very well, right? It's only observed for about 1 second. That's it, 1 or 2 seconds. So you can't see that banding. Some people will see a bunch of moons all over the ground, right? A bunch of, it looks like a crescent, a bunch of crescents all over the ground. Some people will see that phenomenon. In every single shadow, they're going to see a crescent. The eclipse will show through every single shadow on the ground, right? Wherever you see sunlight, when the moon starts to eclipse the sun, you're going to see a re-representation of the eclipse on the ground by way of shadow, which is why a lot of people are taking some sort of reflective material, poking a hole in it, and when the eclipse happens, right, the light that comes through that hole to the ground is going to make a big image of the eclipse itself. So you don't have to look up. You just kind of look at the reproduced image on the ground. A lot of people will be doing that. With that, folks, you guys have a blessed day. Hopefully, I will see you tonight. Sometimes during an eclipse, they have problems with communications afterward. Sometimes they do. It's not permanent, but we know we're in very strange times. Keep in mind, though, you will be able to see what's behind the sun. Don't be surprised if you see a bunch of moving things either in the atmosphere. Right. Listen, truth be told, there's something in infrared. You can see the skies lit up every single day. If you have phosphate NVGs or you can see an infrared in the sky, all you have to do is go outside, wait about 10 minutes. Anywhere you can look in the sky, you're going to start to see something is moving up there, zipping left and right, making sharp turns. That's just the way it is. That's becoming something normal. Right? So you can see that anytime you want to see that. Just don't dive too deeply into it. Head over heels into it until the Lord reveals to you what that actually is. I call them soft walkers. They have their place too. But they're not, this isn't Star Wars. This is not Star Trek. It's none of those movies. This is the real deal. Now let's go ahead and face it. There are ancient things on this earth influencing mankind. And they're attempting to spoil the family reunion that you're destined for. That's what they're trying to spoil. They're trying to turn you against your own true family. Not your earthly family, your permanent family. That's what they're doing. That's what they're here for. So don't let them win in your life. Don't let them turn you against your family. Don't let them do it. That's what they've been doing all this time, attempting to corrupt the ways of the Lord in you, because that would turn you against your real family. Don't compliment them in their activities. Recognize what they're doing and simply say no. Not here. Not now, not ever. That's what you say. Folks, I'm going to say God bless you. I'm going to see you guys this evening. Unless something else takes place, I may pop back on. If I do pop back on, it'll be on Channel Zero, more than likely. Keep those things in mind so you're not alarmed. Or, some people will speculate and get nervous. The winds may stop as soon as the shadow is right over your area. That happens a lot. And, people can turn that into all sorts of things, scaring people. Please don't be one of those people who operate in life fear-based, full of anxieties. Please don't be those people. What the Holy Spirit communicates is always perfect, never in error. Right? So let's be careful too. We're destined to operate by that power of the Holy Spirit anyway. Right? Not the spirit of man, not the spirit of error, none of those things. We're destined for much higher things. God bless each of you. You guys be safe. Listen, if you don't know about a solar eclipse, if you don't know about when you can see this, look at the sun or not, just don't look at all. Don't look at all. Okay? Don't look at all. And for those of you who observe this phenomenon, study it. It is the one time you'll be able to see what's behind the sun. So if you get snapshots of anything, right, be sure to share it. Do that. because whatever is behind the sun will not be hidden for that short degree of time. God bless you guys. I'm going to see you next time right here at COT, which will hopefully it'll be tonight at 7 p.m. without interruption or delay. God bless you.